Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A series of threatening letters containing a mysterious white powder is raising concerns that Republican lawmakers in Kansas and across the nation who receive them are being targeted. Postal inspectors have possession of the letters and have deemed them harmless. The FBI and the U.S. Secret Service are monitoring the situation. And local fire departments in Seward County receive grant funding.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced Monday that the Kansas Insurance Department has distributed $142,500 to two local firefighter relief associations in Seward County. These funds are provided annually under the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act. The act recognizes the sacrifices made by firefighters and their families, offering additional protections and resources. The money comes from a 2% tax paid by insurance companies on fire and lightning insurance premiums written in Kansas. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of flocking chute options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at ValleyVet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.9% for the state in May, which is unchanged from 2.9% in April and an increase from 2.5% in May of 2022. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1,500 from April, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, where private sector jobs decreased by 2,200 over the month, while government increased by 700. Labor economist Emil Dorkson said Kansas estimates for both monthly labor market surveys indicate little change in May, and the survey of employers shows no significant change in job estimates over the month. While the survey of households indicates a small increase in employment, there was no change in the unemployment rate at 2.9%. Since May of 2022, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 31,800. And this change is due to an increase of 26,600 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,200 government jobs. The June 2023 labor market report will be released on Friday, July 21st. The Barton County Sheriff's Office reported that last week they discovered a plan to smuggle methamphetamine into the county jail. Detectives said Craig Gowdy, who was serving weekends to fulfill his sentence, was recruited to smuggle contraband into the jail, and his plan was to give the drugs to other inmates. On Friday, detectives and jail staff discovered suspected methamphetamine sewn into the seam of the man's undergarments when he reported, and detectives arrested 47-year-old Gowdy of Great Bend. Gowdy was booked on charges of possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute and trafficking contraband into a correctional facility. He's being held on a $50,000 bond. Another inmate, 36-year-old Matthew Cooley of Great Bend, was also arrested and booked on the same charges. Cooley was being held on two probation violation charges and now has additional trafficking and distribution charges and an additional $50,000 bond. The sheriff's office believes there were other co-conspirators in the case and will be seeking arrest warrants. School districts across Kansas are embracing a movement known as the science of reading, and now state lawmakers want to speed it up, as research shows that most children need systematic, sounded-out instruction, commonly called phonics, rather than the older approaches that focus on context clues from pictures and stories. And as part of a school funding bill, state lawmakers demanded a list of districts that still use reading approaches that have been debunked by cognitive science. 2 years ago, the Kansas Department of Education earmarked $15 million in federal COVID relief funds to train teachers in the science of reading. And this year, the Kansas legislature passed a law requiring schools to provide extra help to children with dyslexia. The State Board of Education sets standards for what students should learn, but more than 200 separate districts decide how. And depending on when the materials are adopted, they can be used for a decade or more, and they're expensive to replace. So changing course with reading instruction takes years, and students can fall behind in the meantime. Reading scores for Kansas third graders have been slipping for years. Last year, more than 33% scored below grade level. And in low-income urban districts such as Wichita and Kansas City, more than half of third graders scored below grade level. Something that worries lawmakers and educators is that research shows students who don't read proficiently by the end of the third grade are four times more likely to drop out of school or to not finish high school on time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
On Monday, Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that the Kansas Insurance Department has made its annual distribution to local firefighter relief associations, or FRAs, as pursuant to the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act. $16,863,037.79 has been distributed among 554 local FRAs throughout the state. Schmidt stated that firefighters put their lives on the line to keep us safe, and the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act acknowledges that by providing additional protections for firefighters and their loved ones. She said the act not only gives first responders needed safety nets, but it also allows local communities to provide their citizens with improved firefighting equipment and resources. The funds from the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act are generated by a 2% tax paid by insurance companies on fire and lightning insurance premiums written in Kansas. And associations primarily use their distributed funds for insurance premiums and safety enhancements. The relief funds may pay for the health, accident, disability, and life insurance premiums of local firefighters and safety enhancements such as fire trucks, fire station building improvements, and firefighting gear. Norton County received $32,088.46 in total funds to be distributed to local fire departments. To learn more about the Firefighter Relief Act and see the statewide distribution of the 2023 Kansas Firefighters Relief Act funds, you can visit insurance.kansas.gov/firefighters. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation in Logan has awarded Smoky Hills PBS with a grant to help support the station's educational mission. These funds will help to produce local programs like Doctors on Call, the Kansas Legislature, and Real Ag, along with sports programs featuring high school athletes and special events of interest to viewers in Northwest Kansas. This grant will also support children's educational programs for PBS Kids, broadcast educational programs for teens and adults, focusing on current events, science, history, and culture, and provide books to children enrolled in Early Head Start and Head Start. Betsy Schwein, the general manager for Smoky Hills PBS, said they thank the Dane G. Hansen Foundation for their continued support of Smoky Hills PBS year after year, and they greatly appreciate the foundation and the work that it does for Northwest Kansas. She said they feel honored that they are one of many recipients of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, as these funds they've received will help to educate thousands of people of all ages within central and western Kansas. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation is committed to providing opportunities for the people of Northwest Kansas to enjoy the highest possible quality of life. The foundation advances its mission by investing in the areas of education, health care, economic development, community, social services and security, conservation and environment, arts and culture, and community beautification. A bridge project along K-9 in Norton County is scheduled to begin the week of June 26th. The Kansas Department of Transportation will replace the bridge over Skull Creek, which is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction near Dinsmore. During the construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic at the bridge, and motorists should follow the signed detour around the work zone using US 283, US 36, and US 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be complete in late November, conditions permitting. This project is one of three bridge replacements the Kansas Department of Transportation has planned along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties in 2023 and 2024. The Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 and 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. Bridges Incorporated of Newton is the primary contractor for the $1.6 million project. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
Happy Father's Day from your Jamboree. On sale this week, boneless pork sirloin chops, buy one, get one free. Charcoal steaks, $4.98 a pound. Whole seedless watermelons, $5.98 each. Green seedless grapes, $2.48 a pound. Select varieties, Doritos, Cheetos, or Fritos, $3.98 each. And select varieties, Folgers Coffee, just $7.98 each. Enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Kansas wheat harvest slowly starting to get back into full gear. With the latest, here is Mary Marsh with Kansas Wheat.
Wheat harvest has been marching on for nearly 2 weeks in Cowley County, with numerous interruptions from rain, reported Kevin Kelly, general manager of Two Rivers Co-op in Arkansas City. Harvest started in the area around June 7th, and quality appears to be good with proteins in the 14% range. While it was dry for long periods of time after the first of the year, the area did catch a few rains when the crop was filling, contributing to better-than-expected quality. The co-op expects to take in about half the wheat of a five-year average for wheat harvest, and harvest in the area is about 20% complete. Just three counties to the west in Barber County, farmers are sending in quite a few samples, but moisture remains at 15 to 16%, according to Sarah Dodge, grain merchandiser with Farmers Co-op Equity Company in Isabel and Medicine Lodge. While the Medicine Lodge area did receive close to an inch from every storm system that has come through in the last few weeks, the rain is a little too late. Farmers are now seeing weeds that have popped up in the fields. Spotty hail damage added insult to injury for some. Best expected yields to average 35 to 50 bushel an acre. Nicole Small, who farms near Neodesha, said the first measurable rain came in May, when parts of the area got 5.8 inches of rain, while farms just 8 miles away are still rated in D4, exceptional, drought. They have cut 200 acres so far with results all over the board. Yields for their fields are around 45 bushel an acre with acceptable test weights, while some neighbors are reporting upwards of 60 bushels an acre and others much lower. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest23. Tag us at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest story and photos. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.
Mary, thank you very much for the update. You're listening to Ag News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. No big changes to the overall hot and dry weather pattern in the Central Plains for the next few days, at least for most of Kansas. Little cloud cover possible today for the western and central counties, and we will have a chance at some showers and thunderstorms by late this afternoon and evening for the northwest and north central counties. A few lingering thunderstorms will be possible for the overnight hours, mainly north central, and then we'll be getting some showers and thunderstorms in about the western third of our state tomorrow afternoon. The summer solstice is tomorrow morning at 9:57. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure covers the central Rockies and the southwest, and we have an upper level high pressure system in a blocking pattern over the central plains. A weak low and dry line will set up in western Kansas today, but without much humid air, any thunderstorms will be isolated in our northwest counties. Most of the state gets clear skies overnight, except for some lingering thunderstorms in our north central areas. About the same for Wednesday, but we will have a chance of isolated showers across the central counties early in the day as a cold front slowly moves our way. Tomorrow we should get an influx of moist air from the south, and that'll be enough for scattered showers and thunderstorms in about the western third of our state. Few of those could be severe tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. Rain chances are a little bit more limited on Thursday, but still possible, mainly in the western high plains. A little bit cooler there, but very warm for the rest of our state. This afternoon in the northwest counties, we're in the upper 80s with upper 60s for the overnight lows. Low to mid 90s north central and upper 60s tonight. Low 90s for the northeast and mid 60s for the overnight. Low to mid 90s southwest, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 60s. Low 90s south central, our lows tonight around 70. Low 90s in the southeast, and tonight we'll dip into the upper 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.